Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our podcast, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
What kind of trouble is Mayor Eric Adams in? New York City Mayor has downplayed the federal investigation into his campaign fundraising, but he has invited more public scrutiny by dodging questions and obfuscating. On the morning of November 2nd, New York City Mayor Eric Adams flew to Washington, D.C. for a full day of meetings about New York's migrant crisis. We are headed to D.C. to meet with our congregational delegation and with the White House to address this real issue, Adams said in a video posted on his X account at 7:41 a.m. We'll keep you updated as the day goes on. For over a year, without much success, Adams has been calling on the federal government to fray the astronomical cost of housing tens of thousands of migrants in the city-run shelters. He has gone as far as suggesting that without federal help, the migrant crisis would destroy New York. Though the dispute has damaged his public relationship with President Joe Biden, the mayor was getting an audience at the White House. But Adams never made his meetings. That same morning, news broke of an FBI raid at the home of one of his campaign fundraising officials, Breonna Suggs. Already on the ground in D.C., Adams caught the first plane home to deal with this matter, as a City Hall spokesman put it. 6 days after the raid, Adams convened a press conference addressing what was happening. He told the assembled reporters that he wanted to completely be transparent. Then he refused to detail what exactly he had done or whom he had spoken to after returning from Washington. I did not want to be sitting inside a meeting somewhere when something was playing out here in the city, he said. He laughed when asked if he was worried that he might face criminal charges. I would be shocked, he said. Wilmer Hale, that's the law firm that I've retained. They are professionals in this area. He insisted that as a former police captain, he knew right from wrong.
I know what I tell my team all the time. Follow the law. I know that. And matter of fact, I tell the team to the point that, you know, I'm almost annoying. And, you know, we are very clear on that.
For some time now, Adams' critics have predicted that a corruption scandal would do him in. Many aides, allies, friends, and associates of his have been investigated and some indicted for various fraud and bad acts in office. He generally stuck by them, valuing loyalty over any other political consideration, even at the risk of appearing personally compromised. In July, the Manhattan District Attorney brought campaign finance charges against several donors to Adams' 2021 mayoral campaign, two of whom have pled guilty. Adams waved it off, saying he was uninvolved. I follow one rule. Follow the rules, he said. In September, his former Department of Buildings Commissioner, Eric Ehrlich, was indicted on favor trading and bribery allegations. Ehrlich, who was pleaded not guilty, told investigators that Adams had warned him to watch your back and watch your phones. Adams denied saying this. He has long suggested that he faces more scrutiny than other politicians because he is black. My face will show up on front pages of, is there unethical and immoral behavior? He said last week, speaking to a Brooklyn church congregation 3 days after the FBI raided, we're going to be all right. Is it true that Adams, despite having come under law enforcement scrutiny before, has always survived politically and legally? But the scrutiny this time is of the highest level, as the Times reported. 2 days before Adams' press conference, he was stopped on the street by FBI agents who confiscated two of his phones and his iPad. I have nothing to hide, Adams said in a statement. However, he had chosen not to disclose the incident at the press conference, even after being asked whether law enforcement had personally contacted him. In a statement released Friday, Adams' attorney said the mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing. Mayor Adams was asked the following questions. Do you believe the investigation is somehow retribution? Do you believe someone in the FBI is out to get you? Are you confident that as the Southern District continues to investigate, They won't find any impropriety with your campaign finances. In response, Adam insisted his campaign does not use straw donors or quid pro quo.
You know, we don't do the straw donors. And a lot of people don't know what that means, but we don't do the straw donors. We don't do quid pro quo. We follow the law.
Two former federal prosecutors shared with the press that taking a sitting mayor's devices was an extremely aggressive step for the U.S. Attorney's Office, adding this would only be done at the end stage of an investigation, close to the time when charging decisions would be made. I think they're sitting on the "we're going to charge" button, one said. New York City Mayor Eric Adams admitted contacting the FDNY commissioner during the summer of 2021 as the FBI's investigation into alleged corruption heats up. Taking questions during a media availability recently, Adams again stressed that he has not been accused of wrongdoing and is cooperating with federal authorities.
No one has been accused of wrongdoing in the investigation, to my knowledge, and there has been no indication that I've seen that the mayor is a target.
At the time of the communication, he had recently won the 2021 Democratic mayoral primary. The public admission came after the New York Times first reported Sunday that the FBI was probing Adams for allegedly pressuring FDNY officials to open the building before Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited New York City to attend the United Nations General Assembly, despite safety concerns about the structure. Federal authorities have not publicly disclosed the nature of the FBI's probe into New York City politics. City Hall Chief Counsel Lisa Zornberg told reporters, "My expectation is that any improper leaks by the federal law enforcement officers will be fully investigated by the federal law enforcement." The federal investigation into New York City Mayor Eric Adams' 2021 campaign focuses on whether he pressured fire department officials to approve a Turkish government construction project despite safety concerns. FBI agents seized Adams' electronic devices as part of a probe into potential illegal campaign donations. Adams allegedly intervened to allow the Turkish government to occupy their new high-rise consulate despite fire safety concerns.
This is what we do every day. You know, you reach out to an agency and ask them to look into a matter. You don't reach out to an agency to compel them to do anything, because I had no authority to do so. I was the borough president. And so, yes.
After learning of the federal investigation, it was discovered that an individual had recently acted improperly. This behavior was immediately and proactively reported to the investigators in the spirit of transparency and cooperation. The mayor has been and remains committed to cooperating in this matter, Adams' campaign attorney Boyd Johnson said. Finally, Mayor Eric Adams has set up a legal defense fund that will let him solicit private donations up to $5,000 per person to help him pay for legal fees associated with the federal investigation of his campaign.
People power in politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.